This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network, a playoff edition of the Sean Pender Show. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
I like how you said that, a playoff version.
Playoff edition, yes, of the, yes, Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're in the playoffs, and we're traveling. We're watching Morrow High School right now in your office, and they've got some pretty good athletes. Talk a little bit about Morrow.
Well, yeah, they're an athletic team for sure. When you look at their team this year, you think Jimmy Calloway. That's their dude. He's a pretty special athlete, and he can hurt you with his arm a little bit, but he mostly hurts you with his legs. He can run, so he's special. They got two solid offensive tackles. They got a wide receiver that's pretty good. He can high point the ball extremely well. It's number two. And then on the defense side of the ball, 24 is a guy that really stands out to me. He's an inside linebacker. But they're going to run what's called a 4-2-5 style defense. Play a lot of cover three and a lot of match coverages on the single receiver. It'll be manned up. And then they're going to blitz quite a bit. And that's just is what they do. Try to get pressure, try to get edge pressure with their defensive ends. And then, see how they play out.
Coach, going into the playoffs, health-wise, how are we health-wise, the Pirates? We've had the week off at the end of the season. How are we looking?
Well, we're looking pretty good, but, Crump rolled his ankle up yesterday in team right there at the end of practice, and don't know how bad it is. He's wearing a boot right now, and he's not going to practice today, and then we'll kind of see where he is tomorrow, but it's possible that we'll be out without Crump.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, the regular season is over now. Now everybody's 0-0. What does it mean to get back in the playoffs after a disappointing season last season?
It means quite a bit, get back in the playoffs, but we don't want to just be satisfied with getting here, Kip. We want to get this playoff win. I think getting this first round win will really help us boost us, for the future. And then we're in a good bracket. I mean, in the second round, it looks like if we get this win, we'll be having to travel right back up to Atlanta again, but
a little bit further north,
about an hour further north, yeah, to go against Harrison, who's a highly ranked team. And I would love to have the opportunity to play a team like Harrison this year and really, really see where we're at. And, who knows? You're in the second round. Anything can happen.
Coach, looking back over the regular season, talk about the regular season and talk about how we got to this point where we are now. We got better for the most part week by week. We had a couple of games where we didn't play well, but for the most part, we played pretty good football this season.
We did, and, even in our losses, we played good football. It's just – the one game I would like to take back that I thought we played probably our worst football game of the year would have been the Richmond Hill game. The Richmond Hill, we started off strong, but we really went in the tank for a while, and the Richmond Hill made us pay. And Richmond Hill's a good football team, and you can't slack against a good football team. I'm very happy with the way we played against Glenn, even though that was a loss. I think our kids played hard, and it was a great battle, and we just – whoever's going to have the ball last in that game was going to win it is what it seemed like was going to happen. And, they made a play, their kicker made a play, and they got that win. And besides that, the other losses that we have are real respectable losses. I mean, Camden County, who's, finished the third seed in 7A, is a top 10 ranked team. another top 10 ranked team in 6A was Coffee County. We lost to them, who had a very good year as well. And then Bartram Trail, who was a 7A team in Florida, who went undefeated.
Still undefeated.
Still undefeated in the third round of the playoffs. So, those losses, they're all right. You know,
yeah.
You don't want to ever lose a game, but, you know, our non-region schedule was extremely tough. We lost two tough games in region play, but, you know, I think we did well in our wins. We had a great comeback, the come from behind win, in the New Hampstead game. And Morrow is another play, not Morrow, but Monroe is another playoff team. And we beat them pretty handily and had a running clock on them. And then, of course, we took care of the rest of our region. So, you know, we're pleased with that.
Coach, I was looking at the three marquee teams that were on our non-region schedule. They went 25-5 during the regular season.
Yeah.
And the losses were to Valdosta.
Yep.
Lee County.
Yeah.
Colquitt County.
Yes.
Lowndes County.
Yes.
And Godbey out of Tallahassee.
That's right.
I mean, we play some big time teams on this non-region schedule this year.
Yeah, and we did.
So, Coach, talk about some of your leaders just out of the senior class on this football team. They've gotten us back in position where we can hopefully make a run in the state playoffs after dealing with some adversity last year. They could have just, you know, when things got bad earlier in the season, we were 1-3. They could have tanked it, and we could have just, you know, season could have went down to twos. But that New Hampstead game is when this team found itself, Coach.
Yeah, it did. And and then the way we responded the following week with Monroe.
Yeah.
I think that was a huge turning point for our team. But, yeah, we're talking about leadership. You know, I want to start with talking about senior leadership.
Yeah.
And there's four seniors that stood out that really grew this year, in my opinion. Devin Lafayette, I think he really started to turn into a leader. He's more of the silent type, but he started leading a little bit more with his voice, but he always led with his actions. Ryan Buckley.
Yes.
Ryan Buckley, also the silent type. He hardly ever speaks. But he's another one that led with his actions. And both those guys are do-right guys. I mean, they do everything you want them to do. They're going to be two guys I'm going to miss sorely on the defensive side of the ball. Both those guys brought a lot to our team, not just in the way they played, but their character and the way they led and the way they showed by example. On the offensive side of the ball, I got two other guys that come to mind as Xavier Ramsey at center. He's going to be a three-year starter that we're going to miss him. And he got boisterous this year. I'm very, very pleased with how much he has grown, because you're talking about a guy that was the baby of the group when I first got here, sophomore year of all the starters, and wasn't saying much. And then, you know, last year he just was kind of feeling his way and just kind of in the mix, you know. And
yeah.
Then this year he really stepped up as a leader, and I'm very proud to watch the way he grew. And then, you know, Anthony Mountain, someone we talk about every week about his leadership and his intangibles that he brings to the table. And, you know, not just a leader, but Anthony's also a mentor. You know, even yesterday, he's sitting there talking to some of the other quarterbacks and younger players about their futures and things they need to do. And just this morning, we were talking to Ree about academics and how the importance, and Anthony Mountain's right there in the middle of the conversation. It was myself, Ree, Anthony Mountain, and Garrett Grady. And we had, you know, Ree's report card, mm-hmm. Up on the big screen.
Yeah.
And we're looking at it and showing him where we need to turn C's to B's, B's to A's, you know, that kind of things, and just trying to get him to understand. And Mountain was right there in the middle of the conversation that saying, you got to look at C's as F's. You want to hold yourself to another level. So when you have your grades, you want to look at getting anything lower than an 80 is like failing.
Yes.
So having it not just come from coaches, but having a player in there like Anthony that Ree respects, talking to him about his academics, that's huge. You don't always get a player like that.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsor.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach, a term that we hear a lot with the modern-day athlete, are you coachable? That's big with these kids nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, that is also one of the first things that come out of these college coaches' mouths is it's you know, academics, the behavior, and how coachable is he? You know, and they look at that a lot. So, yeah, that's huge, how coachable – Are these kids? That's what we're looking with our young kids right now. We're trying to make sure we have the right kids in the right positions that are going to help us be successful. Because you play somebody based on their potential and not their performance, you know, it could hurt you.
You spoke about, you know, we started some freshmen at times this year on the offensive line and on the defensive line. We got a lot of youth at running back. What is this playoff experience going to mean for them moving forward, especially these younger guys?
See, that's why it's important to win now. Yep. You know, and this is what I mean. And, you know, and we went through it at Pierce County, just the progression. You know, when we first got there, we had a great year and won a championship, but we didn't know how to play in the playoffs. You know, that team never been to that – they haven't been to the playoffs. And so when we got there, we lost in the first round.
You and had a 9-1 team.
The first year was 8-2.
8-2,
yes.
Okay.
And then the next year, you know, we went 9-1, and then we ended up winning the first round, but we lost in the second. And then the third year, we ended up figuring out how to – I think we lost in the second again the third year. Then the fourth year, we finally won in the second, made it to the third. And then, you know, in my fifth year – or no, my sixth year there, we made it to the third round again. And now it's just a progression. Last year, they made it to the fourth round for the first time. And so it's a progression of learning how. So – just we got to the playoffs my first year here, and but we lost, and we lost in a game that we had an opportunity to win. So that's why I feel it's important for this group to win in the first round this year. So you're not just getting to the playoffs, you're getting to the playoffs and you're winning in the playoffs, and then to have a chance to go against a team that is a team that, you know, not preseason, but right now they look at the brackets, look like they people are picking them as a Final Four team. Well, you know, we take care of business with them, or just show, hey, we possibly can be a Final Four team. But this to be in the playoffs is extremely important. But to win the first round playoff game, if we do that, then I really feel that this has been a very successful season.
Coach, we haven't won a playoff game around here since 2010.
Well, we're due then, aren't we?
I mean,
it's time to win one. We need to go up there and win it, and one of these two teams are going to, you know, make a little bit of history on Friday night, and I want us to be the one making a little bit of history. I want us to get back and get to that second round, and then let's let the cards fall when they made them. But this is a very, very important game to us. To us, it's as important as that Glenn game was. It says we're going to be doing it and playing for us because I know we're not going to have very many people in the stands.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, playoff preparation. We've had the 2 weeks off. What have you done? I mean, The more I think about it, I don't know that I like the bye week on the last week of the season anymore. I used to look at it thinking about, you know, getting people healed up, but we were pretty healthy at the end of the season, and I don't know if I like the layoff right now.
Yeah, I mean, all honesty, we were more healthy on Friday than we're going to be this Friday. Unfortunately, yeah, you get a little bit of that. I don't like the I like to have an easy game week 10, yeah. You know, an easier game, but I don't want it to be, you know, a complete off like we were, and I know that's not gonna be the case next year. I hope it's not gonna be the case next year.
Coach, going back to the Bradwell game, coming off the Glenn loss, it was a disappointing loss. We came out, we weren't as mentally focused as we were the previous week. But somehow, some way, we gutted out a victory. What did that tell you about your football team?
Well, I was worried about the game going into the game just because of the emotional loss of the Glenn game and the way we played the first half. Now, my football team scared me. Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. We came out flat. We weren't playing like it was senior night. But then something clicked at halftime, and you know, when we got on them on just a little harder than normal, but you know, we knew that, hey, look, our backs are against the wall right here. We're not playing a very, very good football. We're playing this team, and we're letting this team stay in it with us. And it was 7-6 at halftime, and then we came out the second half and really started to control the game. And when we went up by two more scores, and you know, they scored a late touchdown, but we did control the game. And you know, I was pleased with the way we played the second half. So the way we bounced back, and what's really telling me more about our football team is the way we did prepare on the off week. We prepared well. Our energy level was back, and then our energy this week has been phenomenal. So I'm hoping that, you know, it keeps building.
We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, we're watching Morrow on the film. Let's talk about what they do on offense. What do they try to do? Are they a spread? It looked like a spread type team.
They're a spread run team. I mean, they do throw the ball here and there, but they have a pretty shifty running back, number five. And then, of course, you got Jimmy, who's the best athlete we've faced all year at quarterback. And then they got a couple wide receivers that can go get the football. But number one, Jimmy, he's special. They like to run a lot of power read, run off you know, quarterback ISOs, quarterback sweeps, and run inside and outside zone with the running back. So that's their bread and butter. And then throw waggles, like little rollout, like flood route concepts, and throw verticals to the wideouts. They have a couple big, tall wideouts.
They do have some tall receivers. I'm watching them on film. Coach Jimmy Callaway, for people who don't know him. He's a four-star recruit, and he's committed to the University of Tennessee as an athlete.
Yes, and he is that. He plays, he's their punter, he's their punt returner, he's their kick returner, he's their quarterback, he's their free safety. You name it, he does it.
He's probably going to settle in at wide receiver in Knoxville. That's my guess.
We'll probably, see. You're right. I don't think it's quarterback.
No, it won't be quarterback. Coach, defensively, you said they run a base 4-2-5, but you also said it'll look like a six-man front.
It will when you're in, with a tight end and two backs or two tight ends. It'll look like, we were just talking a minute ago, the old wide tackle six. But, yeah, they'll take the two outside linebackers and walk them up like DNs. They like to play with two linebackers in the middle of the field. And then they'll, on their coverages, it just depends. Sometimes it's man, sometimes it's cover three. And then they will get in, like, prevent type defense. They will actually go into a cover two man look.
Coach, I was just watching here on the film. It looks like their offensive line's having trouble picking up stunts, especially they just did a little stunt there on the quarterback, and they didn't act like they knew what to do. So,
not just the O-line there. It's the running back. He does not pick up the blitzes either. So, blitzing them, we can get to the quarterback as far as schematics. We still got to get to the quarterback. He's pretty elusive. So, we're, inside pressure, contain him, then we can do something with him. We just can't let him break contain on us.
Coach, this team looks to me, and I know they're a better version of them, they look a lot like New Hampstead.
Except you got to take the Sam boy from New Hampstead and put him at quarterback instead of receiver, yeah. And there you go.
Yeah. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we know our region for 2020, 2021, and 2022 now. The region came out, it looks like. Richmond Hill filed isolation, and they're going to be back in 6A with 7A numbers, and we're going to be picking up the Statesboro Blue Devils.
In
South Effingham.
That's right.
And we'll have that old traditional region back that we had prior to your arrival here with the Effinghams and Statesboro. Only teams we're missing is Wayne County and Ware County. And we'd have old region 2-4A back.
Oh, okay.
Back in the old days.
Yeah, poor region Wayne and Ware County. They're heading to a pretty tough one over there with Coffee County and Warner Robins and Veterans.
And McIntosh County got stuck in Clinch and Irwin's region.
And they do, but I'm going to predict McIntosh. Their coach is good, and their program, their team, they really improved throughout the year. And I'm going to predict that they're going to be right there in the mix. I don't think they're going to beat Irwin and Clinch, but I do believe that they're going to be in the mix. And I think they're going to be the number three seed over there next year. You watch.
That's pretty good. Now you have to start the process of trying to come up with a schedule for next season. People don't realize how much work's involved with trying to put a schedule together as a high school football coach.
Oh, it is, especially if your team is good. if you have a good team, you're going to have a trouble getting people. Now, unless you want to play a murderous row and play, like a non-region schedule like we did last year with Bartram Trail and Coffee and Camden, you throw those in there. Of course, Ware's another team that's going to be real. It's going to have a hard time filling a schedule. Coffee's going to have a hard time filling their schedule. Of course, those Lowndes and Colquitts and those teams like that are going to have a hard time. Camden's going to have a hard time. So, us and Glenn, we're going to have a difficult time unless we want to play those big dogs all over the place.
Play somebody that's got room in a press box for the broadcast team.
That means Camden's out.
Yeah, they need to build a bigger press box down there. Coach, this season, we're back. I mean, with a lot of young talent, it's kind of looked at it. Coming off of 2018, this was going to be kind of a bridge season, but we've gotten in my opinion, we've gotten a lot out of this football team, and now we're in position to make a little run in the playoffs here.
Yeah, and that's again we talked about earlier. That's the goal is let's win this game. Yeah, everyone in the state right now is 0-0 is what we're telling our kids. Hey, everyone has the same exact record. It's just now it's a one game season. So let's go out and give everything we have. Like this is the only game that you're going to get to play in the rest. Because if you don't go out and play like it's the only game you get to play, it's going to be the only game you get to play.
I feel good about our chances on Friday. How about you, Coach?
I do. I feel good if we just go up there and play the way we're capable of playing. But that's we got to do that. I mean, this team they beat Tucker, so that tells you they know how to beat good quality football teams.
Well, Coach, that's going to wrap us up for today. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates!